Tum Tum and Nutmeg, The Pirate's Treasure. Written by Emily Byrne and read by Bill Wallace.
Chapter 1. It was a fine May morning, with not a scent of trouble in the air. The sort of morning, as Tum Tum noted happily, that bore the promise of a very uneventful day. He rose from his bed and set off for the kitchen. And the kitchen was a long way from the bedroom, for Nutmose Hall was a big house, with long corridors and lots of stairs. As he went, he remembered all the things he had to do. There was breakfast, elevenses, lunch, tea, and supper to eat, and a newspaper to read, and a nap to fit in. And that is a lot of events in a day which promises to be uneventful. Tum Tum pressed on, keen to get started. But when he reached the kitchen, he found Nutmeg in a terrible fuss.
"Something dreadful's happened," she cried.
"What, dear?" Tum Tum asked, sitting down at the table. Nutmeg often fussed, and usually about the silliest things, such as an upset vase or a broken mug. Even so, it struck Tum Tum that this morning she looked more flustered than usual.
"It's the children," she said miserably.
"Why? Is one of them ill?" Tum Tum replied.
"Oh, no, nothing like that. Something much worse."
"Gracious! Have they died?" Tum Tum said, looking shocked.
"Oh, no, no, not that. But something almost, well, something terrible all the same."
She sat down and looked at him very solemnly.
"Arthur and Lucy are going to spend the night outdoors. In a tent."
Tum Tum looked relieved. Dear Nutmeg, it was just like her to make a fuss and bother about nothing. He took the lid off the serving dish and helped himself to some scrambled eggs. "Why are you so concerned? I'm sure they'll have a lovely time," he said.
"But think about all the things that could go wrong,"
Nutmeg wailed.
"I heard them planning everything just now when I went to borrow some butter from the kitchen, and I'm sure it will end in disaster. They're using an old tent which Arthur found in the garden shed. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if it leaks."
"If it rains, they can come back inside," Tum Tum interrupted. "Their father is sure to leave the kitchen door unlocked for them. Now don't look so anxious, dear. I don't see how they could come to any harm camping out in the garden on a warm summer's night. Besides, we'll be able to creep outside and check on them."
"No, we won't," Nutmeg groaned. "That's the whole point. Oh, don't you see, Tum Tum? The children have no intention of sleeping in the garden. They're going to camp by the stream."
"Are you sure?" Tum Tum asked. Now he looked anxious too. The stream ran along the bottom of the meadow behind Rose Cottage. It was at least a quarter of a mile from the house, and a quarter of a mile would seem a very long way if you were a mouse.
"I am quite sure," Nutmeg said. "I heard the whole conversation. At first, they were going to pitch the tent in the garden. Then Arthur suggested they go down to the stream. And, of course, Lucy went along with it because she thinks it would be more of an adventure. And now they seem to think they're going on a real safari. They want to light a campfire and fry sausages on it and boil a kettle to make tea."
"Don't they have to be at school tomorrow?" Tum Tum asked.
"No, they're on half-term. They don't have to be back at school until Monday."
"Hmm," said Tum Tum. "What does their father say about it?"
"Oh, you know what Mr. Mildew's like. He wouldn't notice if they stayed away for a month."
Tum Tum looked thoughtful. It was true that Mr. Mildew was very absent-minded,